Welcome, beautiful one, to the Remarkable Souls podcast. I'm your host, Ann Ribley, here to share with you insights, inspiration, and interviews on what it means to become a remarkable soul. Hi, Ann Ribley here, and I want to share with you this week's Monday mantra. I am showing up. Life, reveal your goodness to me. Showing up fully and present for your chance, for your turn, for the conversation, for the gift, for the answer, for the moment, for your life. Breathe in. Feel this mantra become a repeating theme each and every day this week. I am showing up. Imagine how empowered you will feel as you fully show up to your life. Speak it and repeat it. I am showing up. Life, reveal your goodness to me. I love the word goodness. Life, reveal your goodness to me. Good is just another word with another O of God, creation. The universe. Life, reveal your godness to me is another way of saying, life, reveal your goodness to me. It's being in openness to the rapport, to the magnificence that's always available by showing up with presence. Because presence is our power. And sometimes showing up means being willing to have the conversation that doesn't feel easy. But you know that means showing up to your life. Sometimes showing up means extending that hand, that hug, being fully present to your life, to the moment, to your chance, to your turn. To your turn to not shrink, to your turn to not shut down, your turn to show up, stand up, being fully present to your life. So I want you to think about your life in the areas that you know you've allowed yourself to shrink, to shut down. I want you to use this mantra as a way, a doorway, an invitation to show up more fully. Because in that, what often stops us from showing up and causing us to shrink is our fears, is our setbacks, is our disappointments, is the times that life has told us no and we shut down or we disconnected. Were we even disconnected because the energy that we experienced was so big, we didn't even know how to assimilate it. So we shrink. I mean, there's just many ways, and we all have our own personal journeys that life maybe caused us to feel that uncomfortableness of expansion. I know for myself personally, I can think of times when the expansion was so big and it was hard for me to assimilate, you know, being in front of large crowds, getting an enormous amount of attention thrown at me at a young age for the things that I had overcome. And I didn't know how to assimilate it. And I remember feeling like I just wanted to sort of disappear and shrink. And I look at how different ways that energy has caused me to hold myself back. Here, this was a positive experience, but not knowing how to assimilate it and the overwhelmness of it. So I recognize that as a stumbling block that can be carried forward in holding me back. So here I am today, where I am presently in my life. And yet there's a piece of me at different times that I feel gets stumbled from somewhere in a past experience or memory that causes me to not show up, expand in big ways when life is asking for that expansion. And I allow myself to shrink or shut down. But I'm really working on it. I'm recognizing it. I'm understanding the flow of that energy so that then I can be in this place of presence, of power, of showing up and letting life's goodness reveal and not being afraid of it. You know, it's a way of embodying the energy of that famous quote by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And so for myself personally, you know, from a young age, getting a lot of attention for the overcoming of what was the accident with my leg, I was looked at in larger crowd settings with applause and acknowledgement. And I remember feeling this feeling of shrinking and shutting down and just wanting to disappear because of the magnanimous of it. And now here I am today in my life and placing that energy in a different place inside myself. I believe that wherever you have had struggles with shutting down, with shrinking, that in some capacities, there is a place within you that your deepest fear is not in your inadequacy. It is that you are powerful beyond measure. And then the other side of that is, just out of conditioning that we may have had from different experiences that have told us, turn it down, don't be so loud, shrink, I don't want to hear what you have to say. No, that we've been conditioned to not allow ourselves to show up with all we've got to share and to be present. So today, with this mantra, repeat each day, I am showing up. Life, reveal your goodness to me. Use it as a way to move through fear if it comes up. And also use it as a way to bring yourself to the present of who you are, instead of allowing yourself to be stuck somewhere else in a past pattern or memory that's not standing here present with you today. Integrate, embody all of yourself today in full presence. And you can use this mantra as an anchor the rest of the week to be fully charged and alive and embodying who you are. I'm showing up. Life, reveal your goodness to me. Namaste, my beautiful ones. Namaste.